Thank you. Well, it's the fourth supplementary lecture of the 21st American ACC. And as a footnote, you're getting famous. I am hearing from all over the country about what a terrific ACC this is. The processes necessary to make engrams runnable have been found. And although one who is undergoing this sifting out process might possibly doubt the efficacy of it, let me remind you that engrams contain a certain amount of brutality, and that some edge of the brutality comes off while you are straightening up the track to run one. And although you may be fond of the old spear that you've had sticking in your back for so many hundreds of years, although there may be some nostalgic feeling about the cracked space helmet you've been wearing, although that time when you, as high priestess, were burned on your own altar seems to be something to retain, anything and everything that you've gotten stuck in will react slightly while you're getting unstuck from it. If you've ever seen a wounded man protest somebody digging out the bullet, that's possibly the same protest which you feel occasionally in stripping off an engram. But what frame of mind is a person in while he's being, one, set up to run engrams, and two, running engrams? What frame of mind is he in? He is certainly in the frame of mind of protest. Therefore, it becomes absolutely necessary, doing this type of auditing, to either do perfect auditing or to do muzzled auditing. There isn't any choice beyond those two, either muzzled or perfect. Now, if you sometime, getting together an HAS group, running them through the TRs, and getting them to co-audit, if you think you're going to achieve perfect auditing on the part of a couple of co-auditors, I want you to look how long you've been on the road and how critical your instructors are. That's something to look at, isn't it? It takes quite a while to achieve something like perfect auditing. Quite a while. And if you think you're going to teach an HCA course or an HPA course someplace in the world, and in a few short weeks achieve perfect auditing on the part of your people, once more, look at how long you've been on the road. We have the TRs which make it almost possible. But no slightest slip can be allowed in preparing somebody to run engrams or running engrams. The fellow is sitting on the chain of ARC brakes. Every lock on the rock is an ARC brake. Therefore, all an engram could be said to be in the final analysis is an ARC brake. It's a break on A, a break on R, and a break on C. Every lock that pins itself ferociously to the top of an engram is then an ARC break. And this concatenation, continuance of ARC breaks across many a millennia add up to a certain allergy to ARC breaks, as you may have noticed from your PC. Anything you do, including auditing him, can be an ARC break. We have found ARC breaks because the auditor was sitting in front of the preclear. It was an ARC break because the auditor uttered an auditing command. It was an ARC break because the auditor didn't look at the preclear. It was an ARC break because the auditor did look at the PC. Now, ARC breaks are compounded of motivators and overts. Not only what is done to the individual, but what the individual has done are important. And if anything, what the individual did is far more important than what was done to the individual. You wouldn't believe this, listening to most PCs, but it is true. Therefore, in trying to unwind ARC breaks, if you say, what have I done wrong, what have I done wrong, what have I done wrong, and try to clear it up on what have I done wrong and nothing but what have I done wrong, you will have a PC who continues to ARC break. You must also add this question. You say, what have I done wrong? Let's clear it up. See? Get that all straight. Got that all cleared up. Now, what have you done wrong? What have you done wrong? You find out he's done something wrong that he considers wrong to some slight degree if the ARC break persists. Now, if you had to boil it down to one command to clear up an ARC break, it would be auditor does something. PC says, yow, 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 yow. The command would be, what have you done wrong? But this is far too assaultive and too evaluative for him to imbibe. So out of courtesy, you say, what have I done wrong? In order to get around to the meat of the situation, what have you done wrong? That's the way this shows up now. Now, if flawless auditing is not attainable in a breath, is there any kind of auditing that can be substituted for it? There are various degrees of muzzled auditing. Who do you muzzle? Well, never muzzle a PC because the definition of being in session is able and willing to talk to the auditor and interested in own case. Those are the two things that define in-sessionness. There are only two things that define in-sessionness. You can put a person into session with two-way comm just by establishing those two things. Anything that he's holding back, just get rid of that, and interested in his own case. Now, you could get those two things happening, and you'd have a PC in session. Now, he ARC breaks less violently when he is in session, but now, when we talk about clearing these things up on two-way comm, and when we talk further about running a PC in session and doing exactly what's right for the PC, we are assuming a hidden ideal. And we had better take this hidden ideal out and take a very, very good look at it. The hidden ideal is that he is going to be audited perfectly. What is perfect auditing? It would be the concourse, upper indoc, and ACC TRs perfectly done and never missed for every auditing command and origin and action of the session. We have to assume that this would be perfectly done in order to enter into two-way comm with the PC. Now, the thing that's held Scientology back, that held Dianetics back earlier, was auditing skill. There are many people Many, many people around, with lots of engrams wide open and ready to run. But when I turned loose untrained, unbriefed auditors with the commands of engram running to run engrams on PCs, and this was done twice with total before and after tests and interviews, it was chaos. They're doing the same thing you were doing with engrams, and they weren't getting away with it. Why weren't they getting away with it? They were messing up cases like mad. Profiles were dropping. IQ was dropping and everything. And yet all they were saying is, just this. What part of that incident can you confront? And the rest of the commands necessary to run an engram. Therefore you say, look here. It must be that this process doesn't work unless you examine this other factor. How smooth was that auditing? How rough was that auditing? Because the PC is running straight on a process which is taking off a major ARC break, the ARC breaks so easily that perfect auditing is necessary to carry on the session. So therefore, running an engram with a green auditor or an auditor who is less than perfect to any degree will be attended with complete chaos. Now, if you wanted to be real cruel to the human race, just do this. Show somebody in a rudimentary fashion how to run an e-meter. Write down these auditing commands, give him rudimentary directions, and stick him loose on a PC to run engrams in the PC. You want to be real cruel. There's nothing wrong with the technique. There's nothing wrong with doing it except rough auditing, because the ARC breaks add up on the thing he is auditing with such rapidity that it is submerged and pressed out of sight. So he'd have to go find another engram, wouldn't you? This guy'd have to go find another engram, and he'd try to run that one, and then he'd ARC break it and get it so overburdened it would disappear. Just forget one auditing command. Just give one two-way comm statement that is apparently an evaluation for the PC, and you've had it. That's it. The whole engram can disappear. And all the psychometry shows up at the end of this type of thing is the same thing it shows up when ARC breaks have been added onto the case. The profiles go down and the IQ goes down. And it's fascinating. The way to test anybody's auditing for its smoothness would be to give him the commands necessary to run an engram and turn him loose on a PC with no further coaching. Then read the resulting profiles, and you've got a direct test of auditing. It isn't a test of the profile at all. It isn't a test of the technique. It isn't a test of the PC. It's just a test of the auditor. That's it. Now, how do we fill in such a gap as this? Well, with considerable aplomb, we have been able now to diagnose exactly what makes rough auditing rough. It is the lack of confidence, as I have already talked to you about, the lack of confidence on the part of the auditor, the feeling that he can't do anything for the case or can't help the person, which could add up to, so it doesn't matter what he does. Plus, his own impulses on totally automatic, on a total automatic basis, his own impulses to not is, and a little lower than that, his overt acts on full automatic. He doesn't recognize he's ever committed an overt act. Therefore, they must be someplace, because we can dredge them up with auditing them, so these overt acts go in on automatic. This automatically occur. Just little overt acts. They don't amount to much. Ashtray knocked off the chair arm. You know, that sort of thing. It's automaticity. Look, if auditing can be this bad, and if ARC breaks can be this easy, And if we haven't won over a span of time any better than we've won, then the whole thing is hopeless, isn't it? Well, it was practically hopeless. Here you've got the techniques necessary to resolve the case. Got the ways and means of getting PCs. But to get this stuff applied smoothly and perfectly was of the same order of magnitude as winning. In other words, if you couldn't apply it 100% smoothly, you wouldn't win. So therefore, you had to rely on little surface techniques, little things, little processes, see, that weren't very significant. You'd find somebody would get a higher win with 8C. The 8C wasn't laying bare all these ARC break potentials. Person could go through the line. He wasn't challenged particularly. So you'd see a gain with 8C, which isn't as good a process as running engrams. You see how that was? Well, the back of this problem's been broken. It's been broken in two different directions. One, there is a gradient scale of processes which put not only the PC, but the auditor, because they're run on him too, up to an ability of smooth auditing where he can audit engrams. He won't make mistakes, that's all. Why won't he make mistakes? Well, he knows he can do things to people. He has admitted with great reality that he has done things to people. He has therefore taken responsibility for his own overt acts. They aren't on total irresponsibility, don't you see? So he knows he can do something to this PC. Furthermore, as he goes along and runs the process, he gets some wins. He sees he is changing the PC. So it does matter what he does. And he comes up the line then to a point of taking his not-isness off automatic, because the PC is there, the PC is more and more real, and because he also is being audited on a co-auditing basis, his own effort to make everything not is is being swept away. And we're removing, by processes done on a one-for-one basis, auditor audits PC and auditor gets audited also, we're doing on a one-for-one basis a removal of those things which stand as a barrier between bad and good auditing. In other words, we're just bulldozing the way out into perfectly smooth auditing. You could make smooth auditing possible simply by continuous exercise on the TRs, but you would have sort of put a machine in there, or you'd have sort of drilled the fellow in there, and you wouldn't have a real live auditor. Get the idea? So it takes this set of processes, which are selected person overts. Oh, I'm not saying every auditor is bad and every auditor has to have this run. No, let's be sure. Let's be sure. General overts and not is straight wire. It takes those three processes flat to make what could be a nearly perfect auditor with considerable judgment, with an ability to two-way comm, with an interest in the case, and accepting the PC's answer. Now, the PC gives the auditor an answer, unless these things are flat, and the auditor tries to not is the answer. But then he tries to chop the PC. He got an answer, and he automatically starts not ising it. He doesn't want to just acknowledge it. These things are in the road of auditing, just as they are on the road of living. The other answer, that is, this answer is this, that you could take Bill and Joe and you could make them co-audit back and forth, one against the other, and each time come closer to flattening the first level, selected person, overt, straight wire. Finally get that flat on both of them, graduate both of them up. See, you could do something like this on an HAS course. That auditing would be pretty crude. See, pretty crude. But you could boost them up there and get them to flatten general overts. And then you could boost them up a little higher and get them to flatten not is. Straight wire on each other. And then give them the TRs. You're not going to not is this information now. They're going to say, yeah, that's logical. You finally grasp it rather rapidly. Well, but how do you get them up to that crucial point? Well, a new invention. A new invention called muzzled auditing. Which is you handle TR4. PC originates, auditor is permitted to bob his head. That's all. Not permitted to say another blessed thing. Not that he would. In absence of altitude, the PC's confidence, therefore, is actually raised. You say, well, automatically that would cut down the PC's ability to stay in session. No, you're adjudicating between two evils. Lack of altitude, you see, that's in their pitching. And the other, possibility that the auditor will go off at right angles and say something else, which will spill the case. So, just carry up, if you're going to go at it, on a co-auditing basis, supervising teams, teach them a comm course. Teach them a comm course. Don't expect them to learn anything about it, except the ability to just sit in a chair and repeat an auditing command and say thank you. Just get them that good, that's all. Don't try to polish them off, and don't beat your brains out with them. Just get them that good, and then you'd set them to work on a muzzled basis. Auditing command and acknowledgement. That's it. Don't even let them say, I'll repeat the auditing command, because they'll do things with that, too. Now, the devil of it is, an individual making ARC breaks in the auditing chair is really not aware of it. If he was aware of it, he wouldn't do it. So you don't bother to get him aware of it. In the processing, just let him run a process that it won't get in the road of the session. In other words, run a muzzled session. Just muzzle the auditor. When he turns about and becomes a PC, make sure that he is given the courtesy of having a muzzled auditor. Get the idea? Now, you can carry these first three processes up. This is not optimum, but you can carry them up without the use of an E-meter. Sooner or later, the time factor will fall out and straighten up. It's kind of agonizing occasionally. A guy starts stacking this stuff up, and he isn't getting rid of it back of a time track or making it chronological or anything. But your attention should be on getting the pre-clear to answer the question, not upon the time factor. You don't go riding this time factor to the detriment of the PC. PC can't answer up readily on this, or he's having a hard time. Oh, take it easy on the time factor. Let him get away with moiter. Make sure that auditing question gets answered, because the auditing question is important, not the time factor. Because time itself is a sort of a not is. Time is that invention which not is, is your past experience. So, of course, you're using, with the E-meter, the automaticity of time to get rid of the incident for the PC. So, it's faster this way and more comfortable for the PC. It can be omitted for the purposes of co-auditing. Running engrams, however, the E-meter can't be omitted. The E-meter cannot be omitted running engrams. You can be lied to and turned around backwards and sent back the other way faster and scat by a PC who has just got something he doesn't want to confront. A PC running an engram is very often in a non-cooperative frame of mind. And I have noticed a PC being dishonest. Every time he is, that's an overt act, another ARC break, too, by the way. So you need an E-meter in there. And you say, this boy's going no place. Going nowhere. He won't give me the gen on this incident. Well, you know, you can just, you and the E-meter can have a session while he holds the cans. You can ask the E-meter yeses and nos and greaters and lesses. And you can peg this whole incident out, even get the name, rank, and serial number of all of its dramatic persona without ever the PC opening his mouth. That's quite a trick. PC generally gives up. Very baffling to a PC. You find out all about it and he didn't even open his yeep. Try it sometime. It's pretty cute. You can find out all about the incident and everything connected with it and before and after and so forth without the PC even being willing to tell you. Just keep making guesses. Incident full of women, full of men. What's it got to do with? Robots? Oh, robots. Oh, that's very interesting. Robots. And he says. Well, do they kill you? Do you kill them? They kill each other? Oh, it's a general scrap amongst robots. Is that the way it is? You get just so far gone in this thing, and he hears a horrible clank, and he gets the somatic that he was unwilling to approach earlier. Yes, you can do this sort of thing. So when you get up into running engrams, there is no substitute for judgment, two-way comm, good e-metering, smooth auditing. No substitute. Now, it is barely possible that a case would practically run itself flat on the first three processes that prepare a case to run engrams. Barely possible. It is not beyond possibility. Hasn't been tried. Be tested one of these days. But it hasn't been done. It hasn't been done yet. And for an individual to never confront his past experiences doesn't seem to me to be a good way to get clear. But you can get an individual to audit successfully. You can get a co-auditing team to co-audit successfully, set at each other's cases, get tremendous gains by the use of the simplicity of these techniques, these lower three preparatory techniques, and muzzled auditing. In other words, you can make the grade. And when you've made the grade on those totally, then you can go ahead and worry about running engrams or teaching people how to run engrams and so forth. But I wouldn't even bother to do very much instruction out in the field with people who had no experience until I had these things pretty flat. Yes, you can take a couple of people and run them through comm course, upper indoc, maybe something of the sort, give them an HAS rating, set them up co-auditing, get them to going on this sort of thing, and have them win all the way using muzzled auditing. You yourself will see a tremendous difference in your own impulses in auditing when you've got these things totally flat. All of a sudden, you won't be uncomfortable. You won't feel uncomfortable auditing somebody. You'll just be interested. Interested and effective. We have swept away most of the barriers now that stand between homo sap and clear. Those barriers are very simple. They are the barriers of unwitting impulse, the barriers of bad and twisted and snarled up banks, past experience, these various things. You can't run engrams on people who haven't got a track. Well, we can give people a track. We've taken a great big broom to this thing right about now. And I dare say you're watching the beginning of what we have all been trying to do right here in this ACC. Thank you.